So I have a question for you this morning, or this afternoon.
今天下午我给大家有一个问题。
Whose kingdom are you living for?
你是为着谁的国度在活？
Now I began this series on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount with 8 messages from the Beatitudes.
我以耶稣在山上的八篇八个宝训来开始了这一系列的讲道。
Jesus was talking about what an ideal citizen in the kingdom looked like at the beginning here of Matthew chapter 5.
在马太福音第五章的开始，耶稣讲到了天国的人是一个理想的天国的人是如何的生活。
Then the last time I was here, we continued in Matthew chapter 5, the rest of it, where Jesus talks about what life should look like in for those who live in the kingdom.
然后我上一次在这里的时候是继续看到了马太福音第五章剩下的部分，耶稣谈到了关于在那些在天国里生活的人的生活他们的生活是如何的。
Now he continues in chapter 6, he makes a shift to clarify what life in the kingdom looks like by contrasting it with the kingdom of self.
那我们现在继续看到马太福音第六章，耶稣稍微转换了一下重点，他开始讲，他开始用神国里的生命来对照其他的国度里的生命。
So here is my summary of the chapter.
然后现在我来给大家进行一个简单的总括。
You are either living for the kingdom of God, or you are living for the kingdom of self. You cannot live for both.
你要不然就是为着神的国度而活，你要不然就是为着自己的国度而活，你不可能两者兼得。
And yet, that's what most of us try to do.
然而那却是我们很多人在尝试做的事情。
And that is why what Jesus says in this chapter is so important for us to hear.
也正因如此，耶稣在这一章所谈到的事情对我们来说何等的重要。
And now you understand my question that I started my message with.
那你现在就应该明白我一开始所提出来的那个问题了。
Whose kingdom are you living for?
你为着谁的国度而活？
So, you're going to open your Bibles or you can follow along in the app that's going to have the scripture text as we read through this. But you may remember in Matthew 5, last time I was here,that Jesus said, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works.
如果大家可以有圣经的话，可以翻开马太福音，但是我们能看到在前面马太福音第五章当中，耶稣曾说让你的光亮行在人前，以至于他人能看到你的好行为。
Jesus said toLet your light shine before others. Be seen. Be known.
耶稣说的是让你的光亮照在他人之前，让他人看到你，让他人知道你。
But now in chapter 6, Jesus tells us what not to do before others.
然而现在在第六章当中，耶稣又告诉我们了哪些事情是不要再坐在人的面前的。
Not to try to be seen by them.
不要让那些人看到你。
Jesus tells us that there are things we should do, but not in order to be seen by others.
耶稣教导我们有一些事情我们应该去做，但偏偏不是坐在人的面前。
Jesus is going to continue to focus on our hearts.
耶稣要继续的来关注在我们的内心当中。
Not simply our outward behavior.
不单单是我们外在的行为。
In chapter 5, Jesus began the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes, which are the attitudes of the heart that we should have.
第五章当中，耶稣用八福来开始他的山上宝训，而那些就是我们内心当中应有的一种态度。
He talked about our obedience to God should be from the heart.Not just outward or external.
他讲到我们对神的对神律法的顺从乃是应当发自内心，而不是只是显在外边。
And now in chapter 6, he says that doing good things, righteous deeds, must also be from the heart.
然而现在在第六章当中，他继续说到做好事、做义行，也必须是从心而生。
He says that when you do good things, but from a selfish motive,
他说，如果说你做好事是出自自私的动机的话，
you are still living for the kingdom of self.
你还是为着自己的那个国度去活，自己来做王。
So in the first half of Matthew 6, Jesus gives us the general principle right up front.
所以第六章的前半段，耶稣从一开始就给了我们一个非常很笼统的一个很总结式的一个教导。
That main principle is in verse 1.
然后这样的一个原则是在第一节当中。
And then he gives us three examples of what he means.
他接下来又给了我们三个例子。
Concerned with our motives behind our actions.
耶稣是关心在我们行动背后的动机的。
Why do you do what you do?
你为何去做你做的事情？
So the principle we read in Matthew 6 verse 1.
我们来看在第一节当中看这样的一个原则。
Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them.
你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。
If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
若是这样，就不能得你们的天父的赏赐了。
So in the verses that follow, Jesus gives three examples of how the people of his day practice their righteousness in front of other people.
然后接下来的经节当中，耶稣就给出来了当他当时的人们如何是在人的面前去行这样的义行，用了三个例子。
They would do these in order to be seen by them.
他们这样做是为了让别人能看到他们。
He talks about when they are giving, when they're praying,And when they're fasting.
耶稣讲是讲到关于他们如何去施舍，如何去祷告，如何去进食。
Now, if you read straight through this chapter, you'll notice in verses 7 to 15, there's sort of a side topic that Jesus speaks about.
如果你把全章读下来的话，你会发现第七到第十五节是有一点点的一个小的插曲。耶稣讲到了如何去祷告。
So in the midst of this main message, Jesus turns and gets on the side topic of how to pray.
所以第六章整个是一个整体，然后其中穿插的一个插曲是关乎于如何去祷告的。
And that is a whole message by itself.
然后那本身又是个独立的信息。
But I'm going to skip that.
我今天会跳过这一部分。
So you see the sequence and the repetition in Jesus' main message.
你会看到耶稣主要信息的这样一个连续性。
So let's start again with the principle that Jesus gave us in Matthew 6, verse 1.
让我们回到第六章的第一节，再看一遍耶稣给我们一个总结性的原则。
Why don't you read the Chinese?
你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。
Then he addresses the first example in verses 2 through 5 when you give. 2 through 4.
然后耶稣在第二节到第四节当中给出了第一个例子。
Go ahead and read it.
好，第二章到第四节。所以你施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号。像那假冒为善的人在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意要得人，实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们。你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，要叫你施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
In the second example, Matthew 6 verses 5 and 6, about when you pray, notice.The repetition.
在第五节和第六节当中，耶稣讲到的是如何去祷告。大家可以关注一下那个重复的点在哪里。好，现在是第五节、第六节。你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人， 爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Then we're going to skip to verses 16 to 18. And he gives the example of when you fast.
然后我们来跳到16到18节，这里耶稣给了一个关于如何进食的案例。好，16到18节。你们进食的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你进食的时候要梳头洗脸，不叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Do you hear the repetition in the three examples?
你在这上面的三个例子当中看到没有一些重复的地方？
So let's go back to the main principle in verse 1.
我们再回到第一节当中的总结。
Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others in order to be seen by them.
你们要小心，不要在人的面前去行这样的义行，以使得他们能看到你们。在人面前所行的善事。
These were all important religious practices, acts of devotion.
这些都是很重要的宗教化的表达，也是属灵的一种表现。
These are all good things we to do as we grow in our relationship with God in obedience to Jesus.
在我们与神的关系成长的过程当中，也同样与对耶稣的顺服的信心更大的时候，这些都是很好的事情去做。
So why would we do these things in order to be seen by others?
但我们为什么要好像做这样的事情是为了让别人看见？
Any students here this morning?
我们这里有没有哪位是学生？
Students, a couple? I see some young people, I don't know if you're a student or not, but just, there you go, I see a hand.
A
couple of students, yeah, good, thank you. So students, let me ask you a question.
让我问你们一个问题，学生们。
Have you ever gotten an A on a test or a paper and wanted to show it to everyone in your class?
你们有没有在某一次考试或者说一次写文章的时候得到了一个 A, 然后你们很想让班上的其他同学都看到？
Maybe.
也许是吧。
Why did you want them to know?
你们为什么想让他们知道呢？
Perhaps you wanted their attention or their approval.
也许你是想吸引他们的注意力或者得到他们的认可。
Or you wanted them to know how smart you are.
也可能你只是想让他们看到一下你有多聪明。
Adults, why do we do things to be seen by others?
那我们年长一点的人，我们又为何要在做这样的事情以使别人看出来呢？
Sometimes we are also trying to get attention.
有时我们同样也是去博得注意力。
Sometimes it is so people will think well of us.
有时这样也可以让别人给我们也能给别人留下一个好的印象。
We hope to earn their respect or their admiration or something.
我们希望得到他们的尊重或者他们的崇拜或者其他的什么。
Jesus says, be careful not to do that.
然而耶稣说的是你们要小心不要这样去做。
He is concerned about our internal motivation.
耶稣关心我们内在的这样一个动机。
See, he knows that our lives can become shaped by our hunger for the praise of people.
他了解说，我们的生命可能会因为我们很饥渴于他人的赞扬而塑造出来。
We can be seduced by the treasure of our own reputation.
我们可能会因为自身的名誉而被引诱。
And he tells us the consequence if we do that.
他也同时告诉了我们这样做的后果。
If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。
Whatever benefit, whatever reward you got from being seen by others, that's it.
不管有什么好处，有什么回报，你从他人那里得到的就是这样的。
That's all you're going to get.
你只能得到这样的一个回报而已。
You will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
但你偏偏得不到天父的赏赐。
So in each of these examples,Jesus says, don't do like the hypocrites do.
在这三个例子当中的每一个，耶稣都讲到，不要像那假冒伪善的人一样去做。
Those who announce their giving with trumpets.
他们在施舍的时候会吹号来宣扬他。
Who love to stand and pray in the synagogue.
他们会很愿意在会堂上站在明显的地方来去祷告。
Who disfigure their faces so everyone knows that they are fasting.
他们满面愁容，让别人看出来自己是在进食。
Why do they do that?
他们为什么这么做呢？
They want to be honored by others.
他们希望从人得荣耀。
To be seen by others.
被别人看到。
Look how generous he is.
你们看他有多么的慷慨。
Look how spiritual she is.
你看那个人多么的属灵。
Each time Jesus says,
每一次当耶稣说
Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full.
我实实在在地告诉你们，他们已经完完全全地得到了他们的赏赐。
You have no reward from your heavenly Father.
你不会在天父那里得到赏赐。
You may have the praise and approval of men.
你可能会获得别人的赞许和称赞。
But you don't have God's approval.
但你不会得到神的称赞。
When you do good things with selfish motives, you're still living for the kingdom of self.
如果你是以一种私心去做好事，你仍然是活在自己的这样一个王国当中。
Instead, Jesus says to us, "But when you give, but when you pray, but when you fast."
不同的是，耶稣告诉我们，当你施舍的时候。当你祷告的时候，当你进食的时候
，Be different，
要与上述不同。
You have different motives if you are living for the kingdom of God。
如果你是为神国而活的话，你的动机是不同的。
Because you have a different audience，
因为你做这样的事情是一个不同的对象。
You are now living for the audience of one。
你是为了那一位。去做。
What he thinks of you is the only thing that matters now.
他怎么想才是对你最重要的事情。
His honor and glory are all that matter to you.
只有他的荣耀才是对你来说重要的事情。
So do what you do in secret.
所以你要在暗中去做你所做的事情。
Now let me just say, this is not an absolute rule that Jesus is saying here.
耶稣在这里说的并不是一个很坚决的、很硬性的一个规定。
Jesus is not forbidding public prayer.
耶稣并不是去禁止大家进行公开的祷告。
What he is saying is this.
他说的是这样的。
Don't live for the audience you can see.
不要为着你能看得见的观众来去活。
Live for the audience you can't see.
为着那一位你看不见的去活。
Your heavenly Father who is unseen.
你的天父是不可见的。
He sees what is done in secret.
但他在暗中是在查看你。
And he will reward you.
而他也将赏赐你。
So you can be religious for your sake or for God's.
所以你可以很敬虔，但是为你自己还是为神。
You can practice your piety in a way that benefits you or to honor God.
你同样可以行事很虔诚，但还是为你自己的益处，还是为荣耀神。
You can live for the kingdom of self or you can live for the kingdom of God.
你可以亦或是为自己而活，还是为神的国度而活。
But you cannot live for both.
但你偏偏不能为两者，但你偏偏不能两者兼得。
So which one will you choose to live for?
那你要为其中的哪一个而活呢？
Now Jesus continues this same theme in verses 19 through 33, the rest of the chapter.
耶稣在第十九到第三十三节，也就是说剩下的这一章剩下的部分当中，讲述了同样的一个主题。
And he gives us here two do nots.
他教导我们两个不要。
Do not store up treasures on earth.
不要为自己在地上积攒财宝。
Do not worry about your life on earth.
也不要为自己在地上的生活去忧虑。
When you do,
因为当你这样做的时候，
these are signs that you are still living for the kingdom of self.
这些就是你仍然为着自己的国度而活的一种标志。
So let's look at the first do not in Matthew 6 verses 19 to 21.
那我们现在来看在十九到二十一节当中第一个不要。不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So the treasures on earth that Jesus refers to here are the rewards that we receive in this world that come from living for the kingdom of self.
在这里地上的财宝，耶稣指的是那些我们可以在今世所得的，它也是来自于我们自己的国度的。
And he says that they won't last.
然后他说他不会持久下去。
They're easily stolen or destroyed.
他们很容易被偷或者毁坏。
But the treasures you store in heaven will last forever.
但你在天上所积的财宝却是留到永恒的。
These are the rewards that our Heavenly Father has for us.
这是我们的天父所为我们存留的。
This is what Peter describes as an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you.
这就是彼得去写的，在天上为我们存留的基业是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的。
These are the rewards, the results of living for the kingdom of God.
这些是我们为着神国而活所得到的赏赐。
And then Jesus warns us, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
然后耶稣警告我们说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就会在哪里。
See, we are all treasure-oriented.
你看，我们都是去寻求财宝的人。
What you do and say is always done in pursuit of some kind of treasure.
你的所言所行或多或少都是在追求着某一种形式的财富。
Something that we consider important, something that we value.
那些我们觉得很重要的，我们很看为值得的事情。
Our treasures command the allegiance of our heart.
我们的心是受着财宝的引导。
Because our hearts are natural treasure seekers.
因为我们的心是很自然的一个财富的寻求者。
And the treasures that we seek reflect the status of our hearts and which kingdom we are living for.
我们所寻求的财宝会反映出来我们内心的状态，也同样反映出来我们是为着谁的国度去活。
So Jesus reminds us that the treasures of the kingdom of self are temporary by nature and have no capacity to deliver what we are seeking.
耶稣就提醒我们说，我们为着自己的国度而所获得的财宝它的本质上是很暂时的，同时它也没有能力带来我们所祈求的东西。
So he continues to explain this conflict in Matthew 6 verses 22 to 24.
所以他继续在22到24节当中去解释这样的一个矛盾。 眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若了亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
If your eyes are healthy, you can see the kingdom of God and the value of storing up treasures in heaven.
如果你的眼睛是明亮的，你能看到神国的价，你能看到神国，并且能看到在天上积财宝的价值。
But if your eyes are unhealthy, you are blind to the deceitfulness of materialism, and your whole life is full of darkness because you are living for the kingdom of self.
但如果你的眼睛是黑暗的，你就会被那物质主义所欺骗，同时你全部的生命就会因为你是为着自己而活而充满着黑暗。
You cannot serve two masters.
你也不能去同时侍奉两个主。
Not at the same time.
不能同时这样做。
Now we try to, don't we?
我们其实常常这样做，对吧？
And that's why we have this internal conflict that Jesus describes.
所以我们就有，这就是为什么我们会有在内心当中会有一个耶稣这样描述出来一个矛盾。
Being devoted to one and despising the other.
我们可能会全心全力去付出在一件事情上，却看不起另外一个。
But you cannot serve both God and money, the two masters that Jesus has in mind.
但你偏偏不能去既为神也为钱活。
You cannot live for the kingdom of God and the kingdom of self.
你不能同时去既为着神国而活，也为着自己而活。
So here's the second, do not.
让我们现在来看第二个不要。
Matthew 6, verses 25 to 32. I'm going to give some commentary as we read through this, so I'll read some of the English. Jesus begins, therefore,
耶稣一开始说，所以。
In other words, because you cannot serve two masters, you cannot live for the kingdom of God and the kingdom of self,
这个所以是因为前面提到的，你不能侍奉两个主，也就是你不能既为神活。
Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life.
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑什么。
Your life here on earth.
是指你在地上的生命。
What you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear.
是关于吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。
See, worry is what happens when you live for the kingdom of self.
你们看。忧虑就是因为我们为着自己而活才产生的。
But if you are living for the kingdom of God, you see things differently.
但如果你是为了神国去活的话，你看世界的眼光就会发生改变。
So Jesus goes on to tell us about that.
接下来耶稣就会这样说。
Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?
生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
Why do you worry about clothes?
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？
See how the flowers of the field grow; they do not labor or spin.
你想，野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you, you of little faith?
你们这小信的人呢，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
See, that's part of our problem, isn't it? Our little faith.
大家看，这就是我们的问题，对不对？我们的小信。
So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?"
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Notice that Jesus is repeating what he said earlier in verse 25.
请大家注意看，这里耶稣在重复了他之前的第二十五节中所说的。
For the pagans run after all these things.
这都是外邦人所求的。
And your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
你们的天父是知道你们所需用的这一切东西的。
So here's the answer to the question, why not worry?
这就是对这个问题的解答，为什么不要去忧虑？
Because God knows.
因为神一切都知道。
Your heavenly Father knows what you need.
你的天父知道你所需要的。
And because you are much more valuable to God than the birds or grass, and we know that he cares for them.
同时也因为你是比那飞鸟和野地里的草要对神来说更贵重的，同时我们也知道神还照顾他们。
We don't need to worry because God knows and God cares.
你不需要去担心去忧虑，是因为神知道，同时神也供养。
He cares for the birds, and you are much more valuable to him than those.
他去供养那些鸟，而你是比那些鸟对神来说更加贵重的。
He cares for the grass of the field, which is temporary. Will he not much more care for you who are eternal?
他去照料那些田里的野草，而那些野草都是暂时的，难道他不会去更加的照看你吗？
So everything we do is done out of our allegiance to either the kingdom of self or the kingdom of God.
我们的所作所为都是亦或是对我们自己或者对神的一种效忠。
We are either pursuing our kingdom or God's kingdom.
我们要不然就是在追寻着自己的国度，要不然就是在追寻神的国度。
So here's Jesus' conclusion, his challenge in the last verse, verse 33.
然后现在就是耶稣在第三十三节中所给我们的总结。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Seek first means to set your heart on, to value, to treasure.
先求是让你们把心放在那里，去看重，去珍惜。
If you do that and live for the kingdom of God, all these other things which you need will be given you.
如果你们这么做，也就是为神去活的话，那这些其他的一切所需就会加给你们了。
What you need, God will provide for you.
神会去为你供，去供养你，提供你一切所需。
Now let's admit it that in life it is very hard to keep the things that God says are important, truly important in your heart.
我们在这里还是去承认，在生活当中，我们很难一以贯之地把神的事情看作内心当中最重要的东西。
This kingdom battle is still going on in each of our hearts every day.
这样的一场属灵的征战，是在我们每一个人每一天的内心当中都不断地进行着的。
We have to choose every day to make him king of our hearts.
我们每一天都需要去明确地知道，让神来做我们新的主。
To desire his rule, his reign in our lives.
去渴望他在我们生命当中的主权。
To pray, his kingdom come, his will be done.
去祷告他的国降临，他的旨意行在这地上，行在我们身上。
His will be done in my life, in your life.
他的旨意可以行在我的生命中，大家的生命中。
So let me give you a couple of application questions to think about.
我们看一些应用问题。
Are there things that you do in order to be seen by others?
有没有哪些事情大家在做的时候是为了显给人看的？
Second, Where are you still trying to live for the kingdom of self as well as the kingdom of God?
第二点，在你们身上有哪些还是在既为着自己活，也好像是为神而活的？
Have you decided which kingdom you're going to live for?
你有没有决定好究竟是为着谁去活？
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Lord, you've called us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness.
主，你教导我们，你呼召我们来先求你的国，你的义。
Help us to do that by your Spirit.
帮助我们做成这样的事情。
Help us to renounce the kingdom of self and give ourselves completely to the kingdom of God.
帮助我们去放下那个为自己而活的国度，同时将我们完全的献上在神的国里。
We want to live for you.
我们渴求为你而活。
We want to live our lives before an audience of one.
我们渴求为着那独一的真神而活。
We seek you and your approval alone.
我们只寻求你，也只求得你的称赞。
We want to store up treasures in heaven and not on earth.
我们渴求在天上积攒财宝，而不是在地上。
For you are our only master.
因你是我们唯一的主。
We love you and you alone.
我们爱你，也只爱你。
Give us undivided hearts.
给我们一颗，帮助我们不分心。
So Lord, whatever trouble we may be in, and whatever trouble comes our way.
主，不管我们在经历什么样的困难，也不管什么样的困难我们将去经历。
Let us run to you, our refuge and strength.
让我们都跑向你，我们的力量和避难所。
In you we find our hope and help.
在你里边，我们能找到帮助和希望。
For your grace is sufficient.
因你的恩典够我们用。
Amen.
Amen.